Today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Nun Hey, and we are in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, a couple more daf of the second parak, as we have one more day, one and a half more days relating to the Nyanim of Kachim and Maestro Sheni, as is discussed here in the second parak, and we are about ten lines up from the bottom on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara has just said that we paskin like Rebbe Meir when it comes to Maestro Sheni, because Sasam Antana Kavase, there is a Stam, anonymous Mishnah that follows Rebbe Meir, that Maeser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha, and the Halacha is like a Behuda when it comes to Hektish, that only Hektish Bishogeg Mischalel, that one violates Me'ila Bishogeg, but Bemeiz it's not Mischalel, and that's why the Kiddushin would not work. So, Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Meir, Stam Mishnah like a Behuda, that's what we have been discussing. We noted the Shita of the Rambam is a little difficult, the last point that we mentioned, relating to his Shita by Maeser Sheni and Matana Shelo Hermu, but that's not for now. We're going to go into the next try, the next Raya that is tried to be brought. So Tashma, we are about 10 lines up on the bottom. Mashach, this is another Mishnah in Maseches Arla. Mashach, Hemenu, Maeser, Besela, Velo, His big lift those who are shamed b'shtayim. What's the case? Mashach chemeno ma'aser b'sela. Somebody is, Reuven is selling some ma'aser sheni to Shimon, and not only is he selling the ma'aser sheni to Shimon, but the deal is that the kedusha is going to be switched when the sale goes through. That I'm going to give you my fruit, my ma'aser sheni fruit, and not only are you going to give me the money, but the fruit is going to be chulin. And there's going to be a chilul that takes place also. The problem is what happened here. I pulled the ma'aser sheni fruit today, and I didn't pay until a week from now. So the sale, we know, mishicha might be kone, just for hilchos kinyan. But what about hilchos chilul? When does the Kedusha switch? Because that's also happening now. Does that take place also originally, meaning the original transaction? Or, as the case here is in the Mishnah, price went up. So how much does one have to redeem that for? So Tashma, Mashachimenu Maeser Besela, if somebody, they agree upon a Sela for the Maeser Sheni fruit. And again, the Kavan is to be Kone and to be Pote. Velo Hispik Liftoso, but I didn't get to pay for it. Achamad Bishtayim, now it's worth two. So what's the Halacha? No Saint Sela, Umistaker Besela. What happens? I have to only pay a Sela. And the other money I get to keep. Even though it's not our issue now, but it might have Kedusha, but you only still have to pay a Sela because of the original amount. Why? Our Gersa is Umaiser Sheni Shelo. Rashi's Gersa is, fourth wide line, Mipnei Shemaiser Sheni Shelo. What does that mean? Whether it's that Gersa or not, it means the same idea, that the Pasha of the Mishnah is that it's like Maeser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, and therefore it goes by the same rules. And once you pulled the fruit originally, so that determines everything. And just like Mashiach is Kone by Hedyot, it's Kone by Maeser Sheni. And therefore this is a Raya against, right? This is a Raya that Maeser Sheni is like Mamon Hedyot, Rebbe Yehuda. It's a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda, even though we had a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Meir earlier, right? That's the question. Mani, the Gemara is going to explicate that. Elam Rebbe Meir, if it's like Rebbe Meir, hold Maeser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, Amai Mistaker Besela, V'nasan Azakesa V'kamlo Amar Achmana, putting two psukim together, it's compared to Hektish, and by Hektish, it's that you have to have the money transferred also, if you compare it to Maeser Mamon Gavoa. Elo lav Rebbe Yehuda. So rather, this Mishnah must be reflecting the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Kasha, we said we pass in like Rebbe Meir, Maeser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, because we have a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Meir. But here's a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda. That's the Kasha. If you just see the Rashi, that we the fourth white line that I referred to, V'b'nesha Maeser Sheni Shalo, Shal Maeser Mamon Hedyot V'nikne B'mashicha. Right, that should be work. And Menasa da Kesef Kamlo, Ein Hektish Nikne B'Mashicha, Dechsiv Bevi Yasav Chamishis Kesef Erkechalav, V'Kamlo, Vein Shtar V'Chazaka, Konen Karkaosa, V'Lo Mashicha Zamatalatlan. So Hektish has different kinyanim, as we learned back in the first parak. So that's the Gemara's question. Isn't there a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda as well? Answers the Gemara, La'olam Rebbe Yehuda. Really, it is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, but the Hachachat Stam of Hachatrei Stami. There's a difference. If there's one Stam Mishnah, you're right, there's one Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Yehuda, but there is more, as we learned earlier, the Stam Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir, and therefore, Rebbe Meir, the Stam, was twice. What do you mean? What do you mean twice? Because, as Rashi explains, the Kerem Ravai Mishnah is in Maeser Sheni, as we had earlier, but it's also repeated in Meseches Idios. As often, Mishnah is repeated in Meseches Idios. So that has more power. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? The stam adafka mali chatzam mali trei stami. What isn't the power of a stam Mishnah the fact that it is anonymous, and the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote it anonymously, so that means that we should paskin that way? So what difference does it make how many times it's written and how many times it's stam, like a certain opinion? What difference should it make? So Gemara says, you're right. The issue is not a quantitative question of how many times it's written, but which Masechta is it written in? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Halacha k'Rebbe Meir. Why? Not because Stam Mishnah like him. Hoel v'tzad b'bechirta kavaseh. But because in Maseches Idios, there is a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe Meir. Idios is called the chosen Masechta, Bechirta, because that's the one that they testified about all of these issues, and they had clarity on all of these issues, so that's why we were paskin like Rebbe Meir. Good, 2 points. Number one is just on this last point, Idios. So is it Idios or is it Adios? How does one pronounce that Masechta? There are a couple of Masechtas that people pronounce in various ways. If you look in the Hakdama of the Teferis Yisrael to Idios, on the right at the beginning of the Masechta, Idios does not have any Gemara on it, it's just Mishnayos. We do it in, right towards the end of Seder Nezikin, by the few that don't have, right? Sayajim Makashvus, Idios Avodazara, Avos Harios, so Avos and Idios don't have. But the Pharisees on his Akdama says, Shem Kriyas Masechazu, Kasav Adoni Avi Moriv Rabbi Agon Zatzal, Shehu Idios Bechirik. It should be Idios. Why? What is Idios? Well, what does Idis mean in Shas? Baba Kama Gittin. Teda, Mimasha Kasav Kavapamim, Halacha Kiploni, Mitzan Bechirta Kavase, like our Gemara says. Bechirta, what does that mean, Bechirta? Because it's the chosen one. Idis is the best property. Idis, Beinidis, and Ziburis. So that's why it should be called Idis with a Chirik. And then he says, you're going to ask me what it says in Erevin Daf Samach Dalet. What does it say in Asachas Erevin? You're not supposed to say, this is a great pshat. Why? Because then you're saying that other things aren't such great pshatim. Right? So it says the Gemara in Erevin, Ha'omer Shvua Zu Na'e, V'zu Eino Na'e Asur, says the Deveres Yisrael, what many Mefarshim explain that Gemara, the Marsha there, and others, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to say anything is great. You're just not supposed to say anything is not great. Right? The second half of the sentence that's not good. Oh, this is not such a great vart. Right? No, that I can't say. You can say this is an amazing vart, and this is okay. Even maybe okay is not so nice. But either way, it shouldn't be anything negative said. Eino rakish misayim, eino na'eh. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush here, says the Tiferes Yisrael, in that Gemara and Erevin, is that even if the first half of your sentence is saying that this is an amazing vart, so maybe it's just relative. This is amazing and this is okay. So you're not really saying anything bad about the second one. It's just in relative terms, the first one is awesome. And the second one is okay, even there. Even if I don't just say this one is not good, which for sure is not nice, but if I say this one just in relative terms, that also shouldn't be done. Veresha l'rabusa av ba'amar imo zu na'eh demashma derak she'eno na'eh kizu afilu hachi aser. That's what he quotes from his father, and that's what it should be called with a chirik because of idis. But then he continues. Aval ze emes ubar. Dari ashkachlo rabosenu chazal de kamru kama malya hashmaitza. Sometimes the Gemara says, oh, this is great, kama malya hashmaitza. Right? Which means exactly what my father said. Ulam. Fine, I agree with him regarding that vart and the pshat of that Gemara. But ulam bekriya shem hamasechet lo mashbekein. I don't agree with him. Me Rashi, Kiddushin Nundalet Amebeis. He quotes our Rashi. Why? What does our Rashi say? Look on the bottom. Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amud. He quotes the Rashi, right? The Tiferes Yisrael a couple hundred years ago, right? He learned the same Rashi that we learned. Meseches Idios Kari Le Bechirta, Shekol Divreim Heidu, Mipi Agdolim. Heidu, from the word Eidus, right? They testified and they gave over all of the discussions. So he says, if that's true, so then you should say Bechirta Haidu Adios. Vegam mitkamar milasrin heidu velokamar amru mashma tve de la Rashi nukudaso bitsere. So he says, I think Rashi probably called it Meseches Adios and not Meseches Idios. Okay, that's in terms of the name. The Tiferes Yisrael quotes those opinions in the beginning of Meseches Adios Idios. Good. One other point, and that is the Gemara here quoted that there's no difference between one stam and two stam. Right? It's not a question of quantity, but the issue of Rabbi Meir here is the quality that it was written in Bechirta, it was written in the Masechta, the chosen Masechta. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, makes a Ha'ara also relating to the number of Stam Mishnayis, that it shouldn't make a difference. Comes up in Yonah Diyama, we just had the in Yonah Pesach, the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Perek Vav of Hilchos Chabes U'Matzah, what do we paskin relating to the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva of Blazman Azariah? In terms of when do we have to finish the Karban Pesach, when do we have to finish the Matzah by? So we know, we paskin, ultimately the Rush, we go like the Rush, Lamaisa, Sveka the Dina. And that's what we're machmer on both sides. Right, in terms of we try to lachadchil and finish it by chatzos, but we say that if you didn't, you still have to eat the afikom and still eat the Karban Pesach, still eat the matzah. But that's the Rush. What is the Rambam paskin? Rabbi Kiva Blazim ben Azariah. So Rabbi Kiva says until chatzos. Rabbi Blazim ben Azariah says till chatzos. Rabbi Kiva says the whole night, if I remember correctly, and that's also one of the pshatim of Bnei Brak that they stayed to the whole night. Even Rabbi Blazim ben Azariah held the earlier time, but Rabbi Kiva was the Mar de Asra. And that's why they stayed like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah Lechol Matzah B'lo Chamisha Asar. It's Mitzvah Daraisa to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. Shneamar Ba'erev Tochum Matzos. B'chol Makam U'b'chol Zman. V'lo Tala Achil Azu B'Karben HaPesach. El Azu Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. It's an independent mitzvah. It's not Tali HaPesach. It's not like Marar. U'mitzvasa Kol HaLayla. And the mitzvah is the whole night. Rambam Paskins. The mitzvah is the entire night, not only until Chatzos. And then he adds, and even though the rest of Yontif, you don't have to eat matzah, only if you want to. And we've been medayik in that lashon in the past also. The Rambam does not say it's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Once you eat a kezayis, you're yotze, which sounds like any matzah that you eat that night is included. But the Magen Mishnah here discusses, so why does the Rambam paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that the mitzvah is the whole night? Uvakasav Rabbeinu Shemitzvah Zakal Alayla, v'chein daito ba'achilas psachim. Right, as you look in Mehilchos Karban Pesach, Ukistam Masnisan Tahakoreas HaMegillah, the Mishnah in Megillah Dafchaf, Hadakal Mishem Mitzvaso Balayla, Kasher Kala Layla, Ukarebi Akiva, Da Amar Hachin, Upalik Adarwazab Nazariah, Da Amar Chatzos, Vikai Malan, Halacha Karebi Akiva Mechavero. And therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva all night. The Yesh Misha Pasa Kerbazim and Azarya. Mishum, the Stam Mishnah, the Parakama de Brachas, Uba Arve Psachim, Ube Zvachim. Kamoso, there are three Mishnayos, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's only till Chatzos, you have to look too far at Shas. Right, what does the first Mishnah Shas say? Right, they have to eat Kadei Shalola Harkos Adam and Aveira, but it's till Chatzos, Kol HaNechon Liyom Echad. So the Magad Mishnah says, V'yama Rava Perakarvi Psachim, Ochal Matzah Acher Chatzos, V'lazar ben Azariah, L'asiyah Chavaso, U'idivir Rabbeinu Iker, but the Magad Mishnah says, I think the Rambam is correct. Even though there are three Mishnayos that are Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but to Amrina, the Perak Mitzvah Chalitza, he also could have quoted our Gemara, Mali Chad Stam, Mali Trei Stam. What's the difference? So what that there's three Stamas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like our Gemara says, V'kiva Te'ika Stam Mila Rabbi Akiva, since there's also Stam Mishnayos like Rabbi Akiva, Ul Rabbi Eliezer, Hadrina Leklalin, Dekaimel on Alokach Rabbi Akiva Mechavero, Kain Nira Li. As long as you have Stam Mishnayos on both sides, they cancel each other out, and therefore you go back to the other rules of Psak. Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro. And therefore that's why the Rambam Paskel is like Rabbi Akiva, that the mitzvah is the entire night of Pesach. The entire night of the Seder. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah, top of the Amud, says the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. So the following is going to be related to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, as we were just discussing. Says the Mishnah, Tan Hasan, Behema Shanim says Yerushalayim, L'migdal Eder, right, what's the case? It's in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I find an animal wandering in the vicinity of Yerushalayim. And the question is, does this animal have Kedusha? Does it not have Kedusha? I have no idea. I have no idea what the status of this animal is. Bizman hazeh, we could assume it's chulin, because there's an isser to be makdash animals, bizman hazeh. What if somebody does? But we'll talk about that if we have time. But, says the Mishnah here, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody finds an animal from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, ukemidasa l'chol ruach, in that radius, all around Yerushalayim, so I have to assume that most animals in Yerushalayim in the vicinity are kachim. That's what I have to, that's what I must assume. Zecharim olos. So if it's a male animal, it's an ola. All olos are males. We'll have to see. But there are other kabbanas that are also males. All olos are males, that's true, but shlamim can be both, for example. So we'll have to see. Zecharim olos, if it's a zachar, I should assume it is an ola. Nikevos, if it is a female animal, zivchei shlamim. I have to assume it's a shlamim, right? It can't be an ola, because olos are all males. What about a chatas? Okay, but then you can't be makrav it anyway, because a chatas has to be connected to its owner. But that's the Mishnah. Again, if you find a male, it's an ola. If you find a female, it's a shlamim. And then you can be makrovit pashtus without the das of the bailam. Is that a chiddush? Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. Is that connected to the Rashba in Nedarim Lamed Hayes discussion that the Ksos made famous? That is only a concept of zachin le'adam shalom b'fanav, not a concept of zachin me'adam shalom b'fanav, to be mafresh truma on your behalf. That might be a problem, even though it's a good thing for you, but it's taking something from you. So that's not so clear. So is this animal May Adam or is it La Adam? It's already hektish, possibly. If it's already hektish, then it's not really Zachin May Adam. It's Zachin La Adam because it already doesn't belong to you. But maybe that's not true because maybe it's Kache Haguf and not Kache Bethakabayas. And we mentioned in the past that Kache Haguf technically is the owner still. It's just imbued with Kedusha. But either way, that's an interesting discussion related to this topic. Because the pashas is that the owner doesn't know about it, and you don't know who the owner is, and you're doing it, and you're being makrivit on his behalf. The Rashba in Nedarim there does quote our Gemara, this Gemara, Lamanei, and he says, well, it's no worse than that sometimes we have general instructions in halacha. Like somebody is in a pit, and he has to give instructions for a get. Kol hakosev eino mafsid. Or by in Masechah Shabbos, right? If any kala matzi aleinu mafsid, anybody who saves stuff from the fire doesn't lose. So he said, there's no worse than in that case. Somebody who lost his carbon probably kala makriv lo yifsad, right? Whoever is makrivid won't lose anything. So at least maybe you can look at it as a general type of instructions. But either way, so says the Mishnah, if you find males olos nekeva shlamim ela zacharim olos udahave zifche shlamim lo have, males could also be shlamim. Males, you're right. If it's a male, it could be an ola, but it could also be a shlamim. Shlamim could be both. So, pshat number one, Amar of Oshia. Roshia says, "Hahacha biba lacho b'demei maskinan." Here, you're right. We're not talking about where you're just going to take this animal and makrav it as an ola. That's not what's going on here. That for sure won't work. But the question is, if this person comes and he's a good Samaritan and he wants to be makabel on himself, you know, everything that is possible. So what does he have to do? So v'achi ka'amar, chayshinan shema olos. He has to be choshesh that it could be, not that it's only. He has to be choshesh that maybe it is an ola. And then what? What does he have to do? Rashi, before we do even the next line, Rashi says, right across from where we are, in ba adam zeh la'asos la'takana, uba l'kabel al atzmo chov kol dameha, shehu besafek. Right, if he wants to take care of all the possibilities and not have this animal walking around that can lead to a michshol for people, what does he do? If it's a male, nischayev af bidmei ola. Also dmei ola, it could be an ola. And what does he do? He makes a tnai. He brings the value of two, one for an ola and one for a shlamim. And he says, if this is an ola, then this is the ola and the money for shlamim is a shalmei nedava. If it's a shlamim, so then it's a real shlamim and the ola is a olas nedava. So he has to do both. But what do you also need to say in that case? Because what? You have an animal here that you're not being makrif. So how are you doing that, right? You're just taking the value. Says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Meir he, and this Mishnah must be following Rebbe Meir's opinion, De'amar Hektish B'mezid Mischalel. Hektish could be Mischalel B'mezid, because here you're doing it on purpose. Doing it on purpose, you're doing it, L'Shem Shamayim. But you're doing it on purpose, but it must be like Rebbe Meir, because if you remember, Rebbe Yehuda, who we said we passing like, says only B'shogim Mischalel, right? That is what how Rashi understands the Gemara. It's the b'mezid because you're doing this in order to get it out of the to make it okay for everybody. You don't have a michshol walking around. Tosfos finds Rashi's pshat a little surprising. Tosfos in the middle of Amar Rava Kasha, Dehare lo matzinu de saver Rabbi Meir de tzmimim niftim yoshim yishar tznoim. Lo shayach zeklav epukta didei Rabbi Yehuda. Right? What's the machlokas about? The machlokas is about me'ila b'shogeg, b'mezid. If you have an animal that's a tam, it's not a balmum, and you're moel on that, that is mischalel. Right? Didn't we just have, actually, no, we mentioned it yesterday, but we're going to have it in a couple of lines from now. If you skip for a minute, ein moel achar moel b'mukdashin ela b'behem of a klisharis b'vad. What does that mean? That by, if you have something that has klushas haguf, it does not yotze l'chulin after me'ila. So here, if it's a tam, and you can be makhluk for the mizbeach, so you can't, that's not related to the machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, asks Tosus. That's never nischalel. So Rashi talking about. So Tosus argues, Tosus says, maybe the case is where you have kavana to steal it. Niskavin Lagozla, the Marsha says, maybe you originally had kavana to take it and you want it to be yours. And now you're mischarit. But you already were kona it out of hektish. That's why there's a difference here. That's how it could help. After now is Yosef Lechulin because you stole it. So then, that's why it would help. How do you explain Rashi? Rashi says it is related to this machlokas. If you look in the Pnei Yeshua here, he has a chiddush. He says once it's avud, now this animal is lost from the owner. So what's the other choice? You're just going to let it walk around for the rest of its life because you have no idea what to do. So it has the status like a balmum. Avud, where you don't have any other choice for this animal, so then it's considered a balmum legabe, the ability to be potet. Why is there usually an iser to be potet bal tamimim? Because it is earmarked for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach, and it's a zilzal to take it out of, to try to redeem it if it is earmarked already for the Mizbeach. But this is not earmarked for the Mizbeach because it's lost, it's avud, it's not, there's no takana. And therefore, is that a problem? Matzina lemeimer to hide the hacha gara mimum over. It's even worse than a temporary mum. Daha ilav de niftes leka takanta. Imkein karinan be shapir asher lo yakrivu mimena. Ilochazia mita oraisa lahakrava. Wow. So that's the halachic balmum, basically, because there's no way that he'd be able to. Being able to be makrabit. The Chashukah Chemed here discusses the case I alluded to before, and that is, the case was as follows. Sheila, b'chodesh Adar, tafshna, tafshin, nun aleph. Right, 1991, the first Gulf War. Takvos Yoshe Arteinu Pachada Bahala, Ukshinis Basarnu, Sheoye Mibabel Harisha Huvas, when we learned that Saddam Hussein was overthrown, and there's no more worry. If you remember, that was on Purim. Right, Tavshin Nun Aleph, Hitkodunu Harbi Labiyas HaMashiach. Many were excited. They thought maybe this is a Zvana Geula. V'Yehudi Echad Hikdish Keves L'Karbon Toda. Kilo Yada Sha'asu L'Hakdish B'Zvan Hazeh. V'Yadar Abba Hu Chashev Shela Mitzvah Gedolei Chashev Lo. Somebody was Makdish HaKarbon Toda, 1991. So the Shaila came, Halach La'adam Sheish Lo Esek Fasim, he was Makdish it. And the question is, so now what? Now what? So is that, number one, is that a Hikdish B'Taus? So he says, doesn't sound like it's Hekdesh B'taos. You're right, there's an Isser to be Makdash. But the guy knew the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was Makdash. That's what he wanted to do. So he says, look what I've written in my other Svarim, Sheyesh Lehi Sho'el Ala Hekdesh. He should be Sho'el on the Hekdesh. It's like a net. Hekdesh is like a nether. So he should be Sho'el on the Hekdesh. That's the best thing that that I could suggest. Then he says, according to Rabbi Meir, who we don't paskin like, but according to Rabbi Meir, looking Kedushin Nundalad. Maybe according to Rabbi Meir, there's a way to be poda it, right? Bemezid, make the hektish bemezid mischalel, throw the money into the Yam HaMelech. So there are other ways to get out of it, but it's somewhat unusual and a difficult shiloh. Then he relates this to other issues of stealing l'shem shamayim, right? Like our Gemara, it's like a steal. It's like according to Rashi. It's stealing for, let's say, a me'ilah l'shem shamayim. Is that okay? Right, doing averus l'shem shamayim, stealing that he gets into that Rachel masal simanim shemasal Yaakov ha'im hayamutu l'leila hatos es Yaakov im Rachel naga kedin she'azal l'leila hatos es Yaakov. He gets into averus don l'shma l'tzarech preventing somebody from busha l'tzarech. We're going to get to later on daf samach tes about stealing in order to force Bezdin to sell you to become an Eved Ivri so you can marry a Shifcha Kananis so you can get out of the Mazeres issues, right? So there are times here and there about being doing an Aveiro, it's called an Aveiro Lashma, right? Like the case of Ya'el. Well, we'll get back to that by the time soon. Ya'el Eshachev Arkane, he did an Aveiro Lashma with Sisra. That's where the Gemara calls it an Aveiro Lashma. We'll have to see. By the time we'll get to that soon. But either way, let's continue first now. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara brought this Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like if you find an animal, which is a male animal, you make the tznai, and you bring it as an ola or as a shlamim, and it's according to Rabbi Meir, the hekdesh mevezim mischala. Says the Gemara now, similar to what Tosas just asked, the kedushas haguf mi mischalel, but if it has kedushas haguf, can it be mischalel, v'hotnan, right? Doesn't the Mishnah say in Me'ila, ein moel achar moel b'mikdoshin ela b'behema v'klisharis belvad. There's no moel achar moel, which means that it doesn't lose its kedusha. Because usually, as we said, once you violate Me'ila, it's done. The second person who tries to violate does not violate, because it's not Hekdesh anymore. So, Ein Mo'al Achar Mo'al is another way of saying it stays Kadosh. What stays Kadosh? Behema, if you have a Behema, Kedushas Haguf, Uklisharis Bilvan. Meaning, if I use a spoon of the Beis HaMikdash, and then somebody else uses the spoon, we all get the Aveira. Says the Gemara, Ketzad, for example, this is the Mishnah, Hayarochev agave behema, bach aveir v'rachav, bach aveir v'rachav, kulam ma'alu. Right, if everybody rides the same animal of Hektish, everybody gets the aveira. Hayashosa b'koshel zav, bach aveir v'shasa, bach aveir v'shasa, kulam ma'alu. Right, so they all violate. So, it stays Hektish in that case. So isn't that, our case also, the Mishnah in Shkalim, we're asking from a Mishnah in Shkalim on a Mishnah in Me'ila. So doesn't the Mishnah in Shkalim also have to assume that way? Answers the Gemara, no. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And what's the assumption now? Not only does Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue about what we have been talking about the past 2 days, Hilchas Me'ila, does it lose its Kedusha, B'shogeg or even b'mezid, but there's another machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda about whether klishares or behema could be mischalel. That's another machlokas, and that's the Gemara's question. Do we really say that? You want a double machlokas? Mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'Rabbi Meir. No, shouldn't we, from Rabbi Yehuda, understand Rabbi Meir's opinion? Lav Omar, shouldn't we say, Lav Omar Rabbi Yehuda hektesh b'shogeg mischalel, u'kedushas haguf lo mischala, Rabbi Meir nami, avagav dehektesh b'mezin mischalel, kedushas haguf lo mischala. So find the detail of mezid is added on by Rabbi Meir. But who says he adds on the kedushas haguf element? That's a totally separate issue. So, how can you, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. No. So the Gemara answers, no, there is a difference at least here. Why? Hasam loka machavin la'afukinu lechulin. Over there, in a normal case, where you say that ein mo'al achar mo'al, elabhem of klisharis bovad, because you didn't have kavana to be motzi at lechulin. Right, that's different. Hacha kamachavin lafukinu lechulin. You're right. Rabbi Meir's mezid could even be more powerful. You're right. The Gemara now is saying that maybe the two machlokos are linked. Just like Rabbi Meir says, even if you have kavana, it is yotzei lechulin. Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with that. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you know about it, you cannot. It's only b'shogeg. If you try to be motzi lechulin, it doesn't work. Right, it's kind of like chote niskar. Rabbi Meir comes up with a chiddush that if you do it b'mezid, it's yotzei lechulin. So the Gemara says yes, and that also the fact that you're doing it b'kavana b'mezid is also what allows the behema to be yotzei lechulin. They're linked machlokos, and here hacha kamach hacha by Rabbi Meir kamachavin lafukin lechulin, and therefore we would say yes. The Mishnah in Shkalim is like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah in Me'ila is like Rabbi Yehuda. Stop there for a moment. Let's talk about other issues of Me'ila. Tosfos here quotes a Tosefta. He has a machlokas between the Tosefta and our Gemara. We're not going to go fully into it now, where he talks about also the difference between whether one knows that one is being motzi lechulin or not. And ironically, the more you, according to Rabbi Meir, the more you know about it, the more that you could do. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's all about shogeg. Something that we've touched on already for 2 days, but let's just mention it now. The issue of Me'ila, and it relates to what we're talking about right now, the Achronim discuss how much is it related to Gezel. Is it stealing? Is it just a fancy form of stealing? Instead of stealing from your friend, you're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Is it a form of stealing or is it something totally different? No. The Isra of getting Hanah from the Beis HaMikdash is different. That's not stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. You're right, it's Yotzi Lechulin, but that's not stealing. That's just a Bizayon Hektish type of halacha. We touched on this, if you remember, about 2 weeks ago. Dav Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, Tosfos. Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, back in the second parak, spoke about, remember the line in Tosfos, Mi'ila lo mischayev ha-mishaleach al yedei hana'as ha-shliach. Mi'ila, even though it is one of the exceptions to the rule of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera by Mi'ila, if you remember, one of the three exceptions, Tosfos said, by Mi'ila, in Tosfos Shaloh, over there, lo mischayev ha-mishaleach will not be chayev through the hana'as ha-shliach, ela al yedei hagbah. Not if he gets hana'ah, but if he has to lift it up, the shliach. D'miyad agbe shliach kan yeveh hishayit ha-mechayev mishaleach. You need the kinyan of the shliach to be mechayev the mishaleach and the avera, not the hana'ah. So does that shed light on the avera itself? Needing a kinyan, maybe that's putting it more in the world of gazel. And it's not. In the world of Hanah. And related to this, there's a beautiful Ha'ara of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ila. When everyone talks about Me'ila, it's important to remember this Ha'ara. And that is, the Gemara tells us, based on the Psukim in the Torah, that we know if there is somebody working in a field, then he has certain rights to eat whatever he's working in. Somebody's working in the vineyard, so there's a certain amount of grapes that he's allowed to eat while he's working. He's not allowed to take them home to his family. Right, and that's the Isser of chasima, of muzzling, doesn't only apply to animals, it applies to people. Right, we're not allowed to muzzle people, we have to allow them to partake. But that is the din da'araisa. And it's part of a mitzvah da'araisa. So the Gemara there discusses that obviously you can't violate any other averis. Let's say the person working for you in your vineyard is a nazir. So is he allowed to eat grapes? No, because there's another avera. Right? What if it's Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? So is he allowed to eat those grapes? No. Not allowed to eat those grapes. It's specifically, you're allowed to eat the grapes of the Bailim. So, Tosfos asks, the Gemara there brings a pasuk to say that if it belongs to Hektish, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a pasuk. Asks Tosfos, right, that's Tosfos' kasha. So it's kasha that Reb Chaim here quotes. Why do you need a pasuk? You don't have a pasuk excluding Nazir. You don't have a pasuk excluding Maaser Sheni. But you have a pasuk excluding Hektish. That without the pasuk, you might have thought that the worker would be able to eat this fruit. Kamash Malon, the pasuk comes along and tells me not. Ask Tosfos, what do you need the pasuk for? It's the Isra Me'ila. Vitirtsu the Sakadait of the Shari Kamo Isser Gezel. You might have thought it's mutter, just like there's no Isser Gezel here. Right? There's no seal. But the chiddush of the Torah is that there's no gezel. You're allowed to eat from the fruit. So that's why you would have thought that it's also okay to eat from the Beis HaMikdash. So asks the Reb Chaim, what do you mean? Why would you have thought that? Nazir, Meiser Sheni, you don't eat any of those. So answers Reb Chaim, no, that's the point. Because Me'ila is a form of gezel. And just like gezel hedyot is matyard, and that's what the Torah allows you to eat from this field, right? Because that's the chiddush of Torah, there is no iser gezel in this case, so that's the havamina. You would have thought there's also no iser gezel of me'ila from the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash malon, there is. Kamash malon, this is a special type of gezel, and it does not apply. Ela depo el de, dal kacha nir alomar, says Reb Chaim, de be'em ez lo shayach lamel of klal shari isur mi gezel, milvad de isur mi mona lo yafinan, ela de be'poel lo, de behutar isur gezel, kim im da al yedei zed de hitira tora lepo lecho bekamas chavero, memela ein za gezel klal. There's no gazelle. Mashenkin benazir maishir sheni chutz lachoma v'shari surin tahari hein b'isurun. Meichetesi ye mutter apoa b'asurlo. V'latzora krala mute klal. You don't need a pasuk to exclude. V'had de'itzra krala re'acha. Lemute hektish. Why is that? Mavur mizet to call yisod isra me'ilo humishum din gazelle hektish. V'chein muchach, and also for the fact that you could violate me'ila in piecemeal, shiur bepruta, v'tzirfas me'ila zamaruba, you do a little, you get a half a pruta of hana today, half a pruta of hana next week, so there's this tzirif. And there you can quote other eyes as well. But that's an important Reb Chaim, this Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila, I think it's a paraches, that it discusses the relationship between me'ila and gezel. There's other eyes to this as well, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now. So what did we just prove? That according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, there's a double machlokas. Not only is there a machlokas about whether hektish is bemeisin mischalel, but also is it mischalel by a behema. Right, and we said the Mishnah Shkalim, where it's mischalel by a behema, is according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda would argue. So now says the Gemara. Eimar d'shamis le'li Rabbi Meir b'kachi kachim. Fine, I understand that Rabbi Meir would say that the behema could be mischalel b'meizid by kachi kachim. B'kachim kalim ishamis le'i. Who says he would say it by kachi kalim as well? We'll get back to that. Havamina answers the Gemara. Amar le'ah, humei rabbanan, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, kalvachomer. Kachi kachim mischalim, kachim kalim l'kosh again? If kachi kachim, which is the more intense kedusha, that is mischalel, surely kachi kalim. It's a more kal kedusha. And it marnami, amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Akiva, or bar Ukva, amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, amar Rabbi Meir. They say in the name of Rabbi Meir, hektish b'meizim mischalel, b'shogeg ein mischalel, echad kachi kachim, v'echad kachim kalim, kal v'chomer, kachi kachim mischalim, kachim kalim lo kol shekein. And therefore, it is a kal v'chomer. What was the havamina? What was the havamina of the Gemara? Oh, we only know this by kachi kachim. Kachim kalim, the havamina is that maybe kachim kalim cannot be mischalel. How does that make sense? What's the havamina about? Says the Ritva. The Ritva says here, maybe you would have thought that it's not mischalel because there's more of a connection to the bialim by kachi kalim. And kachi kachim is totally off limits, belongs to the base of Mikdash. That's what you would have said. It's easier to lose his kedusha. By kachi kalim is more connected. Dilu kachim kalim, says the Ritva, rubo lehedyot. Dolo shaycha be mi'ila. Right, there's less mi'ila by kachi kalim. V'hashik asak adaitach, takivan sheish lo chelik b'kachim kalim, k'shem iskavin ligzo lo chashiv k'mosiyo meirishas hektish u'machis lirishas bailim. Number one, right, its weakness is its strength, we might say here. The fact that it doesn't have such kedusha is its strength. You might say, a different way to explain it is exactly the opposite. And that is, we like to quote the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Beshalach, where the Meshech Chachma discusses why the first Kedusha, Kitcha Rishona, the first Kedusha of Am Yisrael, was Kitcha L'Kaitcha V'lo Kitcha L'Aselavo, and the second was V'lo Kitcha L'Aselavo. And the Rambam's formulation in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam says, well, the first one was through Kibush, was through conquering. And once we were conquered, so it was lost. But the second one is through Chazaka, through settlement. And if it's through settlement, so that stays. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, what's the difference? So you settle it, you get unsettled. He leads a Petzorachian, the Kesef Mishnah, on that Rambam. What's the difference between the first Kedusha and the second Kedusha? So all the Mepharshim, 99% of the Mepharshim, explain somehow how the second Kedusha is stronger. And that's why it lasts. However it is, the second Kedusha is stronger. But in all different formulations, which we're not going to get into now. But the Meshech Chachma says exactly the opposite of everybody else. He says, no, because the first Kedusha is stronger and more intense, that's why the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Right? And that's why, because it's more intense, it loses everything. And he quotes based on a Gemara in Bechores Mem Zayin, where he says, if you have a Kohenes, Shenivala Lepasala, a Bas Kohen, who is Nivala to somebody who's Pasal, so then she becomes a Yisraelis. If you have a Levia, Shenivala Lepasala, she can still be Maaser Rishon. It's not Aser, but she still gets Maaser Rishon. She doesn't. So what do you mean? A Kohenes has more Kedusha. That's exactly the point. If you have a bigger balloon and you pop it, it makes more of a louder sound than if you, it's more delicate, it's more fragile. The more fragile something is. So maybe that's the Havamini here too. By Kachi Kachim. So then that might get lost. Like that Meshech Chachma. But by Kachim Kalim, maybe not. Maybe Kachim Kalim would be able to withstand the Me'ila, so to speak. And that's why that would be the Havamina. In any case, the Maskana is otherwise. The Maskana says, we don't say that. V'nimsa, let me just quote you the language of the Meshech Chachma. It's on the Pasuk in Az Yashir of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. It's on that Pasuk, where he talks about the different Kedushos. V'nimsa, the Kibish Eretz Yisrael Haya Yidei Ha'aron, Kein Beis HaMikdash Haya Yidei Gili Shechina. V'lachein, the first one is much stronger. V'lachein ki chato Yisrael paku k'dushasam lagamre v'avi ki'ilu lo nechbeshu. Aval b'yisheni shalo haya kibush al yidei ha'aron. Shalo haya aron u'beis ha'migdash lo haya shechina. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, the five things that were missing. Imkein lo avi ha'kedusha b'rom ha'ma'ala ad ki tifka me'hashimamon v'ha'churban. V'lachein adayin ein k'dushasam kayamin v'havei. The second kedusha is like kilavia shenivala beilas nus to lo nifka kedushas levia. Right, it doesn't. It's not lost. V'chulu, and he continues. Fine. So, weiter. We continue. Tahi bar Rabbi Yochanan. So now, everything we've said in the past 20 lines is shot number one of the Mishnah in Shkalim. Now what do? If you find a male animal, so you make a tznai, and you do this somehow, stealing it l'shem shamayim, being motzi et meirishus. Ask Rabbi Yochanan, tahi bar Rabbi Yochanan. V'chi omrim lo la'adam amod v'chatei b'shvil shetizkeh. Right, to save somebody, to save the rest of the Jews from takala, you tell somebody to do a sin. Right, the sugya at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, chatei b'shul sheyizkeh chaverecha. Right, is that here? You don't know even know who the chaver is, but is this what we would say? Sin in order to be mezake. Right, meaning an avera lishma. We'll talk about that. Let's just continue first. So Gemara says Elam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different shot of that whole Mishnah. When you find that animal in the vicinity of Yerushalayim, you're not poder right away. You're not. You don't get into the issues that we had earlier. What do you do? El Rabbi Yochanan, mam tinla, achetumam. You wait until it gets a mum. And then, umaisi, shte behemos umasna. You do the same thing, but you don't wait. You don't do any sin. You don't steal it. You don't, no, you wait till it gets a mum. And then your man make this tonight, and you do the same thing with the ola and the shlamim. Fine. We'll get back. First, we're going to continue, and then if we have time, we'll come back to Amod v'chatei. Oh, my mind, let's go to the second line of the Mishnah, though. What did we say? The first line, if you find a zachar, you bring it as an ola, and the second line says, if you find an akev, you bring it as a shlamim. So, we said ola really means you bring it as an ola and a shlamim. That was the first shot. So, it says the zachar ola. Says the gemara, dilma todahi. Maybe it's a carbon toda. Right, maybe a toda also is a form of shlamim, so maybe it's a toda. So how do you know what to bring? So the Gemara says, "Demaisi nami toda." Okay, you also with the monies, you also bring a toda, and Rashi says, "Umasne," and you make the tanai. V'habayi lechem. What do you mean? But don't you need breads with the toda? The toda has 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. Right, that's why we don't say the Mizmar Lasoda on Erev Pesach through Pesach, because it's chametz. So v'habayi lechem. Gemara answers to Maizinami lechem. Okay, you bring lechem also. You also bring lechem. The Shita Lanod Lami here says, even though you don't bring lechem for Chalife Toda, this isn't called Chalife. This is the Toda. This is the Toda. Right, and therefore you'd bring the lechem with it. Says the Gemara, V'doma Asham Hu. Maybe it's an Asham. Another possibility that it could be for a Zachar. Asham ben Shteishanim, and Asham is older. And Asham is in its second year, Vishtachach ben Shanim. And the case of the Mishnah is that you found a one-year-old within its first year, so it can't be an Asham. And the problem with Asham would be that an Asham cannot be brought up in Nedava, that they will mess everything up. So, no, it can't be an Asham. Vidilma Asham Mitzorahu, Asham Nazirhu, right? Maybe it's in an Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah. There it says Keves, as Rashi says, and therefore it's younger. Lo Shrichi, those aren't so common. That you don't have to worry that what was found is the Asham Nazir or Mitzorah. Vidilma Pesachu. Maybe it's a Karban Pesach. Right? That's also a form of Shlamim. Pesach, which has obviously unique halachos. Pesach Bizmano Mizar Zahiri Bey. If it's Erev Pesach, or if it's right before Pesach, people are Zahir. They're not losing the Karban Pesach. And they're, even though the Mishnayos and Pesachim talk about, you know, if you lost the Karban Pesach. But it's not normal. You don't have to be choshesh that it was lost, that this is a carbon Pesach. Mizer zar behu. That's Pesach bismano, as long as it's roy. Vishalo bismano, let's say it's after Pesach. Maybe this was a lost carbon Pesach. Shlamimu. Don't have to worry about. Because as we know, Pesach shlo bismano turns into a shlamim. Not a problem. When exactly is the zman of the carbon Pesach? What's bismano? So there is a fascinating machlokas tanoim that we're familiar with in Zvachim. Where is Zvachim? Don't go so far. Zvachim, Daf Beis, is the beginning of the sugya, but it's the later on in the first parak. It quotes, we know there are differences between if I shech the karban lishma or shalol lishma. It's the first mishnah in Zvachim. Call a Zvachim, Zvachim shalol lishma. If I shech the a shlamim l'shem ola, a chatos l'shem shlamim. I have the wrong kavana for a different karban. So we generally say the animal is, the karban is kasher, but it doesn't count for the owner, right? It's disconnected from the owner, but it's a kosher carbon. With two exceptions. Number one, chatas, because chatas always has to be connected to the owner. And Pesach, bismano. And Karban Pesach, bismano. Karban Pesach, shalom bismano is a shlamim. But a Karban Pesach, bismano, if I shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, l'shem some other animal, then I passel the carbon. The question is, what does it mean, bismano? So that's a machlokas tanaim later on in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Maseches Vachim. Pesach sheshachtu shachris ba'arba asar shelo lishma. Bismano is definitely Erev Pesach in the afternoon. What about in the morning? Erev Pesach in the morning. If I shecht the current Pesach, shelo lishmo, Erev Pesach in the morning, what's the halacha? Machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua machshir, ki'ilu nishchat b'shlosha asar. Rabbi Yeshua says it's kosher. It's shelo bismano. It's like you shechted it yesterday or in a week from now. It's still it's a shlomim. This isn't this man. The zman of the current Pesach is bein harbayim. That's what it says in the Torah. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, in the morning, it's just like yesterday. Ben Besera posel. Kilu nishchat ben harabayim. Ben Besera posels. It's as if you did bismano, meaning in the afternoon. Ben harabayim. Omo shimim ben azayim. Mekubal anim ben shimim shalim zakenim. That he has another formulation of Karim Pesach. But either way, that's machlokes tanoim. What's the svar for Ben Besera? It's not the time for Karim Pesach yet. So this is one of the rayas that Rav Soloveitchik brought to his topic, and others talk about it, that sometimes you can have a chefsa shel mitzvah even before the time that you could do the mitzvah. There's a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, which sounds like that a lulav becomes a lulav when Sukkah starts, even though you can't shake a lulav until the next morning. You can't fulfill the mitzvah until it's lulav at night. But the shame lulav might start earlier. And let's say for other examples, for the halacha of dichui, it's Rashi and Sukkah Lama Gimel. Let's say if I have a hadas, which the top of it's cut off, and when the yantif starts, it's cut off, but the next morning, a berry grows on top of the hadas somehow. So now it's kosher. But you go by when yantif started to determine whether it's a kosher hadas or not. Why? You can't shake the hadas until the next day. No, because it could be that the status might start earlier. So this is another example. There are many examples, but there's another example of when bismano of the Karman Pesach is, machlokas tanoim in zvachim, among other examples. Let's continue, though. One more line now in the Gemara, within the first half. V'dilma b'char meiser ninhu. Maybe this male is a b'char or meiser. And the Gemara says, okay, maybe it is. Lo ayuchasa. So what's the nafkamina? L'mechlinu b'mumon. To teach me that you're able to eat it, right? When a b'char and a meiser get a mum, you could eat it without redeeming it. And there are special halachas about how you treat it. So achanayim mumon mesachli, fine. You'll treat it with those chumras. So that explains all part one of the Mishnah, that if you find the zachar, you have to bring an ova, a shlamim, a toda, and everything else is covered. What about the second half? Amar mar, nikevos zivche shlamim. But Tosfos here discusses, by the way, just an important part, Tosfos, what isn't a toda a form of a shlamim? So why can't you just like bring one and it'll count for both? What do you have to bring all three for? So Tosfos says, no, there are still differences. The bread, right? The bread is the difference. And other achronim, the Mikdash David. I mentioned in Navi Shir yesterday. Mikdash David, or David Rappaport, he learned with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov quote that he spoke to him in learning in Kovna. He says that he already wrote the Mikdash David on Zrom, on Kachim. He wrote the Samach David on the Chuvis of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says he knew Shas by heart, not missing a word. Not missing a word. He knew it by heart. Totally. So Mikdash David suggests that your memayit is manachila. That's also a big difference. You're in Mavi and Kajan Lebe Sapsul. Right? The Toda can only be in until Chatzos. A Shlomim is day night day. And Toda, as we know, the irony that the Nitziv points out in Parshat Sav, so much to eat, so little time to eat it. Why? Because the point of a Toda is to be Mefarsim. Mefarsim what Hashem did for me. Right, and that's why the Torah forces me. I don't want to create Nosar to tell everybody about it and have them join me. Either way, that's the Mikdash David answering Tosas' kasha. Okay, Amar Mar, Nekevo Zivchei Shlamim. So if you found a female, you bring it as a Shlamim. Dilma Toda He. Right, again, maybe it's a Toda. Toda could be either. Demaisi Toda. V'abino Lechem. Demaisi Nami Lechem. V'dilma Chatas He. Maybe it's a Chatas that somebody lost. And then you can't bring a chatas as an adava, and you can't bring a chatas without the owner. Chatas bashnasa v'shtachas bashteishanim. You found a 2-year-old female. The first line was you found a 1-year-old male and a 2-year-old female. That's the case of the Mishnah. V'dilma chatas shavashnasa. Maybe it's a chatas that it's too old. Lo shchiach. That's not so common to find. Ishtachas bashnasa mai. What if you find a 1-year-old? What would be the halacha then? So maybe it's a chatas. So Tanya, Chananya. Ben Chachinai Omer, Eiz Bashnasa Lachatos. Yeah, you're bringing it as a Chatos. The Gemara says, Lachatos Lagadaitach. You could actually bring it as a Chatos? No, you can't. Right? It's a Chatos that you don't know anything about the owner. El Amar Abaya Kichatas. No, you would treat it like a chatas. Kotzel Lekiba v'Meisam Eileha. You have to just let it be. Just let it be and let it graze until it dies, right? Like the Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Mishnah in Temura, about the chatos, the five chatos mesos, Rashi Tevis Vitimna, right? Vlad chatos, Temuras chatos, right? The one of them, Avir Shnasa, Niskaber Bacher. So the Gemara says, you're right, in Echinam, you found a one-year-old, and it might be a chatos, then there's nothing to do about it. You can't bring this animal, because it might be a chatos, if it's a one-year-old female, and therefore you just have to wait, and not do anything with it. Okay, we will, you know what, maybe just one, we have a minute and a half, just the, regarding on top, doing averos, lishma. So we've often discussed the sugya, based on that Gemara in Nazir Chav Gimel, about Yael, Avera Lishma, the Achronim wonder, what about Gili Arayas Lishma? Right, the case of the Noda Bihuda, the tragic case of, there was somebody who took 30 Jews in a forest and he was going to kill all of them. And one of the women there went and was able to seduce him and in that way save all the rest of the Jews. So the question to Noda Bihuda was double, you know, did she do the right thing? And number two, is she Asura Labayla? So Machlokes Achronim, the Noda Bihuda is on one extreme. He says she did not do the right thing. She shouldn't have done it. Because Gilei Arayis is one of the big three. And, okay, killed is killed. Well, what could you do? And therefore, Mamela, she's Asura Labayla. Others say the Maharik and the Chacham Shlomo, other Achronim discuss, no, she did the right thing. Oh, but Noda Bihuda says, what about Esther Amalka? Right, Esther Amalka, right, she, what happened? That was not Saul's call Yisrael. Saving the entire Jewish people, that was different. Yes, the Gemara says she became an Aseres HaBaila, says the Noda Bihuda. Right, Kasher, Avadati, Avadati. She became Asura. But she did the right thing because that's all it's called Yisrael. Others say, the Chacham Shlomo, the end of Evan Ezer, says, no, I think the other opposite extreme. I think in that type of case, she did the right thing. And not only that, she wouldn't be Asura Labayla, possibly. She wouldn't be Asura Labayla. And he says, Yael, who did it with Sisera, right, wasn't Asura Labayla. Only Esther, why? Because it wasn't as direct. What was Esther doing? She was being mezaneh, so to speak, with Achashverosh in order to get on his good side, in order to then invite them to a party, in order to invite them to another party, in order to try to get him to be convinced that Haman is a bad guy. That wasn't directly as, if I'm mezaneh with you, you won't kill us. Right? That was different. With Sisera, I'll be mezaneh with him to kill him. Right, and then that's more direct. So the Chacham Shlomo even says, you know, that would be different. And then there's other Achronim in the middle. That, the Maharik, that it's Mutter, but she's an Asura Labayla. Because by definition, right, Asura Labayla has to do with the Maisa. You don't go by the situation, you go by the Maisa. But either way, that also has to do with Chatei Bishvil Sheyizkeh. Not that somebody doesn't do an Avera, but that somebody lives. Right, that's a related topic. Okay, we'll have to stop here. As we're talking about Rabbana, one more Amud relating to these issues before we get to other issues in the next Mishnah on Nunvav Amid Beis. Okay, by the way, we picked up the Navi Shir again. Hashem, we're in the middle of Malachim Beis. Everybody's invited to listen on OU.org on the website.